couple of years ago, you've been to our radio studio, our station, you remember, at Detector FM?
Yeah.
And back then you said that you were new at the job and you had to get used to all the security measures and the security standards and so on. Did you get used to it by now?
Well, yeah, the thing I really get used to is not having to go through security at the airports and getting dropped off right in front of buildings. I don't even have to wear an overcoat most of the time. The change that it makes in your life is you really lose any sense of spontaneity. I mean, you can't wake up on a beautiful Sunday morning and say, hey, I'm going to go for a bike ride, because I can do it if the day before I said to the security detail, please be at the house at 10 o'clock, I'll go, so you lose the spontaneity. And that's one reason why I think we're really looking forward to coming back here to our apartment in Berlin periodically, where we can just get on the bike and ride wherever. That I think will be a lot of fun.
Okay, so you're looking forward to gain back your privacy, or will you be missing the job as an ambassador?
Well, I think what I'll miss most about being ambassador is it really gives you an excuse to indulge your intellectual curiosity. I get to meet with interesting people all the time. I get to go to some of the most interesting places in Germany. When I go to a museum, typically we get a private tour by, if not the curator of the exhibit, one of the leaders of the museum. When I, go to the zoo, like the Leipzig Zoo, we get to go backstage, feed the elephants, that kind of thing. It's a lot of fun from that standpoint. But fundamentally, there is not an issue on the front pages of the papers that relates to foreign affairs or international relations where the German-American relationship one way or another isn't important. And I get to be involved in all of those. So that I think will be one of the things that I'll miss the most.
We've already talked about the time after you being ambassador. Do you know who's your replacement in Berlin?
No idea. I mean, that's a decision the president will make. My guess is once he gets in the White House, once the Secretary of State is in, they'll do a couple things. First, they sort of negotiate between which ambassadorial posts will be non-career, people like myself, people from the world of business or government or politics or academia, and which will be career, the career foreign service ambassadors. Over 70% of our ambassadors are career foreign service. So once they make that decision, then they'll go about the process of picking ambassadors for the non-career. There's a process in the State Department for the career folks, but the non-career people. And Germany is, for many years now, has been a place where a non-career ambassador has come. The benefit of that is you typically have someone who is personally known to and connected with the president, with the senior White House staff, and often many members of the cabinet. And so they can pick up the phone and maybe get responsiveness a lot more quickly. And so that, I think that's the history of what we've had in Germany, and it's just unclear yet who that person will be, but hopefully it'll be somebody good. And regardless, I intend to offer to sit down with them and spend a lot of time, as much as they want, in talking about Germany, lessons learned, my advice on how to approach the job. And I would obviously do so on a completely nonpartisan basis. I'd be happy to help anybody they appoint.
Okay. Anyway, the new ambassador will have to represent the U.S. policy in Germany. And do you envy him, or are you glad that you don't have to do his job?
Well, don't forget, I got here right in the middle of the NSA scandal. So I've been through some tough times, and I think we ended up pretty well. So to me, there will undoubtedly be some challenges. I think there's a lot of concern within Germany about the incoming administration. And I think that as the new ambassador, one of the responsibilities will be to explain any changes in policy to the German public, but also to reassure the German public as it relates to some of those concerns. And so it'll be a combination of reassure and explain. Obviously, not everybody's going to be happy with everything, just as they weren't in my situation. But I think by personal engagement and a commitment to really understanding the different facets of the country and really trying to engage in both the business ties that we have and just being forthright and straightforward, the ambassador should be able to do a really good job.
Speaking of Trump, he announced that the US won't engage in foreign conflicts as much as they did and not involve military so much anymore, as we've already seen it in Syria in those last days. Would you say that the role of the US, the international role, changed during the last years?
Well, I think that it has changed during the last years. I think President Obama moved us away from more of a go-at-your-own approach on foreign policy to a foreign policy approach that was really focused on building alliances and doing things in concert with our allies. Sometimes this was deridingly referred to as leading from behind, but in point of fact, I think it's something that was much more appreciated by our allies, and I think we're all stronger when we work together. So that has been, I think, a change in foreign policy. It remains to be seen whether the new incoming administration will take that same approach or will take a more withdrawn approach. If you listen to the rhetoric of the campaign, you would obviously assume that it will take a more withdrawn approach. However, as President Obama has noted, this office and the events and circumstances that present themselves to any president often result in a change in thinking and a change in attitude and a change in behavior from what people think. I guarantee you, President Obama, who got elected in part on ending the war in Iraq, did not expect that he would be leaving office with special forces on the ground in Iraq trying to help take back the country from ISIL. So things can happen, and that's why I think it's important for us to wait and see and not jump to conclusions right away.
How can we imagine a change of shifts between two ambassadors? Like, you already said you're gonna be happy to help, but how can we imagine it on the official way? Like, what is happening?
Well, the good news is this is something that we go through every 3 to 4 years. I mean, I will have, my predecessor was here for 4 years, his predecessor 3.5. I'm here for 3.5 years. And so the State Department's pretty good at it. And I think what you need to understand is that there are almost 2,000 people who work in Mission Germany from the State Department and other branches of the U.S. government who are here, and half of them are what we call, you know, locally employed staff members. They're people who are, in most cases, German, who are here, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, sometimes 30 years working in the embassy and the consulates as part of Mission Germany. And none of them, you know, I'm the only guy who's leaving on January 20th, okay? Everybody else is sticking around, and the locally employed staff are there. So I think there will actually be a lot more continuity than people, you know, people anticipate. Obviously, as ambassador and as an ambassador who's been pretty active, I have, you know, I think probably pretty high visibility throughout Germany. But you know what? The new ambassador will have the opportunity to do that him or herself if they choose to take advantage of it. But unquestionably, they will be guided and informed, and they're pre-existing attitudes will be shaped by the advice and guidance that they get from the many high-quality people who are already here in Mission Germany and will be staying long after I leave.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
That's great. Thanks.